Hey, I'm Scott. It's Azure Friday. I'm here with David Ebo.
Hi.
We just deployed our site from GitHub, used a service hook into Azure websites, and this is it. This is our ASP.NET MVC site deployed from GitHub. When we deployed this, though, using Kudu, I committed at the command line here. Here's my change. I just said master. I said git commit, and I said git push origin master. Is master what I should be doing when I do this kind of production deployment?
Well, depending on your Git workflow, you may choose a different branch. But what happened there is that since you pushed to master, and it so happened that you configured the Azure website to specifically listen to that branch, it deployed.
Okay.
What you can potentially do is have change the Azure website to listen to changes for a different branch.
Okay.
And then if you push to master, nothing would happen. If you push to, say, staging, something might happen.
So when I did the configuration, I had said file new Azure website inside of the portal, and it said from GitHub, and I just said okay, because master was the default. Where in the system does it know that it's master?
Well, so there's what you have on your client. If you do like git branch dash a here,
okay,
it'll show you that you have, we have a staging branch here.
Oh, okay.
And if you go to the Azure portal,
okay,
on the configuration tab.
All right. So here I am on configuration.
If you go down a bit, it'll show you that right here. You are currently.
So there's the URL, there's the trigger, and there's branch to deploy.
Yes.
Okay. So that's being stored in Azure configuration for this website.
Yes.
Now, do I always indicate that here in the portal, or is there some text file that I would use on local machine?
For the branch, it typically goes for the portal.
Okay.
I mean, there are alternate ways of doing it, but they're a bit more advanced. This is the simplest way of picking the branch.
Okay, so here I'm doing master by default. That's the default. I didn't have to set anything. It just happened. I could change it to staging. How would I do that?
Well, what you could do is, since we already have a repo on GitHub that happens to have two branches, without making any changes locally, you can actually go and just change the branch, and then you'll just have to tell Azure to sync again, and it'll go pick up the other branch.
Okay, so if I go back over to GitHub, just to make sure I understand that, I've got those branches there.
Yes.
So there's the staging branch. Uh-huh. Okay. And that might have different stuff.
And if you click it, then you'll see, the history will show you I just made some silly change.
So it has your change, but not mine from the last video.
Yes.
Okay. And the site here, I said Azure Friday. So I could go back to the website, and I just change it to staging?
Yes.
All right.
And click Save.
Okay, and that's going to go and update that configuration.
Yes, and there's still one small thing you need to do. You need to go back to the Deployment tab.
Okay.
So if you were to push something to staging, it would go live instantly. But since we're trying to, we just switched branch and nothing was pushed, you actually need to say sync this one time.
So you're saying that because I changed the configuration, it doesn't imply a deployment.
Yes, it could have. It's just not something we quite did. No, ideally it would. So that's just a small thing.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of being explicit. So you're saying I could either commit something to staging and it'll happen, or I could just say sync and it will pull.
Yes.
So do you want to go and deploy the contents from your GitHub repository? Yes, I do. So now it says deploying from your GitHub project. So now it says running deployment command. And that's happening right now. Silly staging change deployed by GitHub. Now, why does it say unknown?
Probably when I made that test commit, I was on the machine where Git wasn't set up properly. So that's my mistake.
Well, yeah,
that's
and
why
actually,
it doesn't show you. Yeah,
yeah, and it actually says what GitHub says.
Yes. I had a misconfigured client.
So then now I can go back over to the site itself that used to say Azure Friday and hit refresh. And we'll see what your silly commit was. Staging branch. Very cool.
Not very original, but yeah.
No, so I can use Kudu and Azure websites to control deployment based on my branch in whatever Git workflow that makes me happy.
Yes, yes. And one strategy that works quite well for some people is to actually have multiple sites at the same time listening to different branches of the same GitHub repo, such that depending on where you push, it affects different sites.
I see. So I could have this is Azure Friday and this is Azure Friday staging.
Yes.
Hooked up to different branches.
That's right.
Very cool. All right. This is Azure Friday.